was 60 some odd, 64 or feet or something, not like that. I was on level land and high land. But it seems to me like they say that we are less than that, about 58 or something now. But I remember that old benchmark, but I don't remember exactly what the elevation on it was.
Don't recollect. You mentioned bottom land now. What kind of land is that?
Well, you take on this place right here, young fella. Well, my wife lived years ago over there.
Yes, sir.
And we had an overflow in this country. There's a little bottom, and you go up onto another ridge, and it looks like a high ridge.
Uh-huh.
But when we had this overflow here, I wasn't living here then, but my wife was. And my wife says the water was up just a foot or so in the yard that way she lived.
Yes.
But she said over there on top of that ridge, it was your old high piece of land. He said that they couldn't hardly touch bottom with a 9 foot oar, wasn't it, wife?
I guess exactly.
So there's that much difference. You think one's high, and it's not at all, but it'll be high for the surrounding country, part of the place, probably.
Little ridge, you call that of what?
Yeah, little ridge.
Any other places where you'd have a rise in land, what would you call those places?
Ridges
up. Something bigger than a ridge would be a... You ever come to a spot in a field, and there'd be a little kind of a place there? What would you call that?
Well, our land of roads, these high places, they kind of gradually road off, you know.
Yeah. Have you got any places that, you know, usually will be overflowed in spring and you have to maybe plow them later?
Oh, yeah. We have those in our fields all the time. Those are the, we call them potholes if they're on top of the ridge and something like that. And
right, I guess.
And we have land that's level, pretty level land that's much lower now. Our children own a part of this place over there on the back, and it's level land, and it's not true, but it's low.
That's it.
Hard to late getting the work done on it.
A slough, now that's a...
Well, we call these bottoms where the water supplies a great deal. We call them sloughs here.
I see.
I don't know what they would call them in Georgia, but it's just like our little streams over here. In Louisiana, we call them bayous.
Yeah.
In Mississippi, they call them creeks.
You got any places around here where water flows? What do you call them?
We call them bayous.
Well,
drainage ditches or something like that, but there's a good many of those things that almost looked like bayous that were ripped down, made ditches. Made them with shovels, I imagine, and stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes they run a long ways. We've got one right through our property over there that looks like a bayou, but it didn't. They call it Hog Slough. But I'm satisfied that some of them up on this end and here, but as it goes on down, it runs into a slough, becomes a slough. And I'm satisfied that this